towards the end of 2017, the demand for food banks increased, including one of Stray FM's local ones in Harrogate, but along with demand, so did donations. I went to talk to Kit Lacey, General Assistant for the Harrogate Food Bank, to find out a bit more about what happens behind the scenes.
Mostly when you see a food bank in operation, you're seeing the volunteers giving the food to the people who need it. I'm more facilitating that being able to happen. So it's moving donations of food from donation centres to our warehouse, organising sorting of that warehouse, and then moving the food on to the distribution centre so that people are able to receive it.
Yeah, so, I mean, how have you found it over the past few months? How's it been sort of over Christmas, New Year, times like that?
So the kind of autumn, winter months are really interesting for Food Bank. It starts with the kind of harvest festivals around September time, and then that kind of follows through into Christmas, and you hear stories of people having to, you know, decide between feeding the family or putting on the heating. So it's just really great the Food Bank is there, especially when heating is needed just as much as anything else. So be able to facilitate people being able to just get something to eat, really.
Yeah, and I mean, obviously food banks are always going to need donations no matter what. There's never sort of too much food. So is it that you do still struggle with donations, or are you fairly sort of okay, or how is it really here?
It really fluctuates. We had a very strange situation in about October or so last year, where actually the food bank was quite empty. And things like that cause us to look aside and say, right, let's do a little bit of a push to people who we know can help, to some of the major centres like Waitrose and Tesco in York, who really help us out. And then we see a peak. We've received so many donations over Christmas. People have just taken that kind of cry for help and have really gone all out to give us as much food as possible, and it's been really, really well received.
And what's the comparison been like compared to 2016 as well?
So a couple of figures with December in 2016, we gave 124 individual food parcels for adults and children. In 2017, we gave 205. In terms of donations, how much food was given, there was about 400 kilos extra given last December than there was the year before. So an extra 400 kilos was donated just by people.
But it's not only the month of December when people need food banks. Donations are welcome every day of the year. I ask Kit what sort of foods are best.
So again, that does slightly fluctuate. The best place to always know is we have a shopping list on our website, which is constantly updated. So that's harrogatedistrict.foodbank.org.uk is our website, and there's a shopping list on there that will say what we really need and what we've got kind of too much of. In general, things like baked beans, we've always got loads of baked beans, so don't give any baked beans. Pasta, again, don't give any of those because we've normally got quite a lot of pasta. But then things like long life milk, sponge puddings, the list on the website will keep that updated, but those are the things that we really need. And it's having those, because obviously we don't have the facilities, the way Food Bank operates, it doesn't have facilities to hold fresh produce. So it's things that have got decent dates on that we can give out. Legally we're not able to give out something that's gone past its sell-by date, even though it's probably going to be fine. It's just how it works. Giving all that kind of stuff out. But the best place to check, is that list on the website.
And if people do have things that they think, you know, they do wish to donate, or think, you know, I'm going to start donating in the future, and they maybe haven't before, how do they donate their food to you?
So I would suggest two main ways. The kind of overall main way is there is always a permanent collection point at Waitrose in Harrogate. So if you go into the main entrance at Waitrose, it's just on the left-hand side, over by the news desk there. So that's always there permanently, so you can always give food to that location. Alternatively, you probably will notice that there are all sorts of places where food bank collection points pop up. So places like schools and banks will sometimes have a little box in the corner that says, please donate here. They'll be happy to accept them. Or maybe if you're in a facility, maybe you're in a workplace, then you can maybe think about setting up a donation point. If you've got a large enough maybe organisation, or even just a few people, say, why don't we get behind this and give something for our staff and our customers to give to. Just make sure you drop us a line and let us know, and we can support you and be in touch with you to give you kind of guidance and help with those collections.
Thanks to Kit Lacey from the Harrogate Food Bank. Find out more about how you can donate or if you'd like some support at any food bank across the Stray FM area, visit strayfm.com now.